The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Erech and Daptes is the sugya is quite a difficult one. It's not a everyday type of sugya about the inyanim of the Ibra Chodesh, which how many chadashim u'barim there should be in the year. I want to give a little bit of background and try to explain the concepts that are being discussed and try to focus on one or two points that are discussed in this sugya. So, the basic idea that this whole sugya is based on is the fact that the Chodesh Halavana, the cycle of the moon, is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. So, in short, if we want to measure how long it takes for two cycles of the moon, it's about 59 days and a little bit less than an hour. So, if we want to make that the chadashim should be equal and we should be able to divide the months and make a calendar, the Jewish calendar, which is based on the month of the moon, so we have to make sure that the months are going to have some type of form in the days, which means if we would just make that every 29 and a half days would be the end of the month, then you would have half days that we wouldn't be able to attribute. We would have to start the new month in the middle of the day, and we don't do that. We have to begin the new month by the beginning of a day. So therefore, we have to decide how to divide the days according to the months. So what we do is we take the 59 days, 59 and change, of 2 months. No, it's 29 and a half plus 29 and a half is 59. And we say 1 month is going to be 30 days, and the other month is going to be 29 days. So this way, we have, if we go with such a system, we can have months that are divided according to days. We don't have any half days. We don't have months beginning and middle of the day. And we can go with such a cycle throughout the whole year. Now, but still, there's still an issue that there's still a part of the month, a part of the hour that's still not accounted for. And there are other considerations of why sometimes we have to push off Rosh Chodesh by a day. So that's why it doesn't always come out that the month should be, that the months of the year should be organized in such a orderly fashion of a 30-day month followed by a 29 month, followed by a 30-day month, followed by a 29-day month. And what's discussed in this sugya is how many 30-day months do we have in the year, and how many 29-day months do we have in the year. Now, there is another shita, which the Gemara quotes in Tesamut Beis, and elsewhere in Shas, is the shita of Acherim. Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah, V'Ein Bein Atzeres L'Atzeres, El Arbo Yomim Bulvat. So, simply put, the shita of Acherim is that there will always be 1 month mole and 1 month chaser, a month of 30 days followed by a month of 29 days, and we never change from this seder. So the way that this is expressed in the words of Acherim is that ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah ve'ein bein Atzeres l'Atzeres el arbo yom bulvad, which means the discrepancy, between one Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah of one year, and Rosh Hashanah of the next year, is always going to be 4 days, because if you calculate how many Malayim and how many Chaserim there are in a year, there's six according to Achirim, there's always six Chadashim Malayim and six Chadashim Chaserim in the year. So therefore, in the days of the week, Rosh Hashanah of one year, if Rosh Hashanah this year is Sunday, then the Rosh Hashanah of the next year will be Wednesday. So there's always going to be 4 days between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, and the same thing between Atzeres and Atzeres, between Shavuos of one year and Shavuos of the following year. So the question is, how do we understand this shita of Achirim? And there's a lot of very basic concepts that we know about in the halachos of Kiddush HaChodesh that need to be reevaluated according to the shita of Achirim. And the Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, he addresses some of these points, and that is that according to we know that the seder of how the Kiddush HaChodesh went was that Eidim would come to Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and they would come either on day 30 or day 31. In other words, we know that the Moilad Halavana is what makes that day Rosh Chodesh. Usually, if the Moilad was seen on that day, the Eidim came and testified before the Beis Din in Yerushalayim that they saw the new moon that day, then the Beis Din was Mekadosh that day as Rosh Chodesh. Now, the reason why we need Eidim is because, since we know that from Moilad to Moilad is 29 and a half days, so basically the new moon can sometimes be seen on day 30, and sometimes it will not be seen on day 30 until day 31. So there's always this suffix by every Chodesh, which one is going to be Rosh Chodesh, is going to be day 30 or day 31. So the Eidim come to Beis Din, and if they've seen the Chodesh on day 30, then they testify they saw it on day 30, and Beis Din is Mekadosh the Chodesh that day. And if no Eidim came until the following day, till day 31, so then day 31 became Rosh Chodesh. That's the basic process of how the Chodesh becomes Niskadosh. And then following the Kiddush HaChodesh, we have Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah that say the Shluchim would start going out. And the Beis Din would send out Shluchim all over the world, wherever there was Jewish communities, and they would inform them of which day the Beis Din Yerushalayim was Mekadosh the Chodesh. Was it day 30 or day 31? Now, the question is that there are Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah that talk about that the Eidim, when they see the new moon, they have to go and be Mechal Shabbos. In other words, they have to come to Yerushalayim, and even if they have to Mechal Shabbos to get to Yerushalayim in order to testify about the new moon, so they can be Mechal Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel, they could be Mechal Shabbos to come to Yerushalayim and testify about the new moon. So the question is, very basic question, according to Achirim, why would it be necessary for the Eidim to come and be Mechal Shabbos if we know in advance that the year is set up in a way that is always going to be a pattern of Echad Molev, Echad Chaser? We always know that each month, every other month is Molev, and the middle month is Chaser. So everything's set up in advance. Tishrei is Molev, Cheshvan's Chaser, Kislev is Molev, Tavis is Chaser, and etc. So then why would Eidim have to come, and especially be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Yerushalayim to be made on the new moon? What is the value of this testimony? Why is that so important if we know in advance which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh anyways, according to the Shita of Achirim? If we don't go like Achirim, so then it depends on what the the testimony of the Edim is going to be the deciding factor if Rosh Chodesh should be on day 30, which would make that it's a Chodesh Chaser and it's only a 29-day month, or Rosh Chodesh should be on day 31, which would make the past month a Chodesh Mole, a 30-day month. But according to Acherim, that the deciding factor of whether the month should be a 30-day month or 29 month has already been decided in advance, so then what is the point of Edom coming? So that's one question. There's another question. What is the point of the Shluchim? Why does Shluchim have to go out and after the Beis was Mekadesh the Chodesh, they have to go out and let everyone know about it? Why would there be a point of Shluchim Yoytzim if everyone, all we have to do is send a message to the communities all over the world and let them know that Tishrei Mole, Cheshvan Chaser, Kislev Mole, Tevis Chaser, etc. So just, you can make your own calendar and you don't need the Shluchim to come and tell you which day the Beis was Mekadesh the Chodesh because everything has been planned in advance. So, the Pnei Yeshua says like this. The first question is not so difficult to answer, because the reason why the Edom had to come was because it's a mitzvah l'kadosh al pi hara'iyah. So, since there's a mitzvah l'kadosh al pi hara'iyah, in other words, even though we know which day should be Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah for the Beis Din to be Mekadesh the Chodesh according to the testimony of the Edim who saw the new moon. So therefore, for that mitzvah, the Kadesh al-Pi Hara'iyah, that's why the Edim are coming. Although it has already been decided in advance and we already can predict which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, there's no question which day Rosh Chodesh will be, nevertheless, there's a point of, there's a mitzvah that the Beis Din should be Mekadesh based on the testimony of the Edim, and therefore there was a reason to be Mechal Shabbos for the Edim to come to Yerushalayim and testify about the new moon. Now, although the Gemara says in our Sugin Erechin that according to Acherim there is no mitzvah l'kadosh al pi hara'iyah, so the Pnei Yeshua answers that the Gemara only means to say that it's not le'ikuvah, which means if there'll be a question of pushing off the Rosh Chodesh, of being doiche Rosh Chodesh to another day because of a mitzvah, the Kadosh al pi hara'iyah, so that Acherim says there's no reason to be doiche Rosh Chodesh because of a mitzvah, the Kadosh al pi hara'iyah. But nevertheless, there will still be a mitzvah, the Kadosh al pi hara'iyah, and if it's possible to do it, we have to do it. So therefore, the Edim have to be Chal Shabbos to come to Yerushalayim and testify about the new moon. However, that's how we could explain why the Edom have to come, according to Acherim. That's why the Edom have to come to Beis Din. But the question is, why do the Shluchim have to go out? What is the point? There's no mitzvah to send Shluchim. So the point of sending Shluchim is simply because Klal Yisrael has to know what day is Rosh Chodesh in order to know what day the Yom Tovim are going to be. So therefore, what is the point of sending out the Shluchim, according to Acherim, if it's predictable already which day Rosh Chodesh is going to be in every month? And to say, says the Pnei Yeshua, to say that Erechanami, according to Acherim, there was no Shluchim, and perhaps there was no Edim, and this whole thing didn't happen, he says that's a very difficult thing to say, because something which was so common in its time, that was it was something that took place every month in Yerushalayim. Can there be a machloikis if these things ever happened? Says the Gemara, says as an example, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Flamed Gimel, he says, the Gemara has a question about the nusach of a bracha, and the Gemara says, Anche Gnes Sagdoilu were misakin the bracha. Let's see what the takana was. So it's obvious that something which is Maisim B'chol Yoyim, that's very common, and it's something that happens on a regular basis, how is it possible that there could be a machlekes amongst the Chachamim, what day, how they, when they did this or not. So, therefore he says it's unthinkable to say that, that there should be a machlekes about such a type of thing. Agav, this Fasemis, there in Rosh Hashanah, he brings this Pnei Yeshua, and he says that, or the Pnei Yeshua says that it can't be that such a common practice would be forgotten, and there would be a possibility to have machlekes about it. He says that we find other such machlekes about Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore it's not such a daichik to say that. But anyways, the Pnei Yeshua does not agree with that idea, and he says that we have to say a different shot. So he says that he answers in two stages. He says, when it comes to the Chadoshim of Nisan and Tishrei, then we can understand that even according to Acherim, there is a tzorich in making Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's undetermined which day Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Because he says that there's different reasons why the Beis Din would be doicher Rosh Chodesh. There's a different cheshbonos of why the Beis Din would move Rosh Chodesh from one day to another. Some of them is because the klal of lo yadu rosh, that the Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. There are other reasons, because maybe the Levana was not seen on that day. So what Acherim argues about is only about some of those sibus, only about some of those reasons to change the day of Rosh Chodesh. Only on some of them does Acherim argue. But there's one reason for pushing off Rosh Chodesh, which is Mipnei HaTkufa, that Nisan and Tishrei have to be in a certain, have to be based on a certain tkufa, and therefore, that Acherim agrees that there is reason to move Rosh Chodesh from one day to the next because of Mipnei HaTkufa. So therefore we can understand that the Shluchim had to go out for the Chadoshim of Nisan and Tishrei because of the tkufa of Nisan and Tishrei that might have been a cause for the Beis Din to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30 or day 31 according to the Tkufa. So therefore, this would be something that Klal Yisrael in their communities, in the Chutz Laaretz or all over Eretz Yisrael, that they wouldn't know. So therefore, the Shluchim had to go out in order to spread the word of when Beis Din was Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, That would only explain 2 months out of the year, which is Nisan and Tishrei. But the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that there were other months as well that the Beis Din would send out Shluchim. So how do we explain that? So here the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish a big Chiddush. And here we come to the Chiddush that the Pnei Yeshua is Medayik in the Lashon, Ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, ela abo yomim bilvad. So, the Pnei Yeshua says, why does Acherim choose to say his Shita in such a interesting way? The Acherim could have just said that lo'olam echad molev echad chaser. They didn't have to say Ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, ela abo yomim bilvad. They could have just said that la'olam, every month is always one mole followed by a chaser. So he explains that the truth is that this shita of Acherim, which says that the calendar is fixed in a way that should be echad mole echad chaser, and the entire year should only have 354 days. Every year should only have 354 days. He says that is only when it comes to being kiveya, the Chadoshim of Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Because and that's why Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah will always be fixed, that it would always come out to be 4 days apart. So because these months are so important, the month of Tishrei, the month of Pesach, because Rosh Hashanah is something which all the Yom Tovim of Tishrei are going to be dependent on when Rosh Hashanah is. And Pesach is so important because it has the Isra of Karis, so the Chametz of Pesach. So therefore, Chazal makbid that there should not be between one and the other any time, any more than 354 days. So that's why Chazal set up the calendar in a way that there should always be between, there should always be only 354 days in a year, and that's why it comes out that there's always going to be between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah a discrepancy of 4 days, which means this 350 days is basically 7 times 50, so there's 50 weeks, and that's 7 days, and then there's 4 days, so there's always going to be a year of 354 days. We'll make that the difference between what day of the week Rosh Hashanah falls out of 1 year, and the next year will always be 4 days. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, when it comes to the other months, Achayim agrees that they would always go with whatever the Edom said. The basin would be Kaddish L'Chodesh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah. So therefore, what comes out is that in the other months there was flexibility, even according to Achayim. And you could have had Shnei Malayim Zeach HaZeh. You could have had 2 30-day months, one following the other. There could have been reasons why the pattern of Echad Malo Echad Chaser could be disrupted. However, Chazal always made sure that at the end of the year, there will always be only 354 days. So therefore explains the Pnei Yeshua that the Kviyas of Tishrei and Nisan was always fixed. And therefore the Gemara, the Achirim, used the language of Emin Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah of Emin Atzeres La'Atzeres, El Abba Yom Bilvad. But when it comes to the other months, there was some flexibility, it was possible to change, to disrupt this pattern, and therefore that was why there was a need for Edom to come and testify in Beis Din, so that they could mekadesh the Chodesh al pi Edom, and that's why the Shulchan had to go out, because tell Klal Yisrael about when Rish Chodesh would be.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.